Hello and welcome to the How to Find Your Dream Property Step-by-Step program. This is Alan Side, founder of Cascadia Workshops. And so I'm going to just dive right in and start with a little bit of background. At the age of 16, I became deeply and painfully aware of the devastation on our planet, both ecological and cultural. I found myself at a crossroads. I realized that I could stay unconscious and continue to be part of the problem, or I could consciously, intentionally choose to be part of the solution. But I realized that lecturing, preaching, sermonizing, these things were not enough. I had to walk the talk somehow. So that is when I committed to researching, finding, or even creating best practices for how to live in harmony within ourselves, with each other, and with the planet. At the age of 18, I saw that my schooling was leading me to be what people call a cubicle slave, working 9 to 5 till you die as a replaceable cog in the economic system that was destroying ecosystems and indigenous cultures around the world. And I vowed to get out of the rat race before I even got in it. A few years later, one of the other methods I now teach fell in my lap. This was a process for creating a relationship with the energy we call money, that is very clear, empowered, and non-stressful, and in which money plays a purposeful role for the life you want to lead instead of your life being about money, money, money. The other main purpose of that program is to help people create for themselves the option of early retirement, which is what I wanted to achieve before the age of 30, so that my time could be mine and not belong to any boss or company or be run by anybody else's agenda. However, because life is what happens when you're busy making other plans, I never did retire by the age of 30. Instead, I embarked on an incredible adventure, 7 years of virtual retirement. Between the ages of 28 and 35, I didn't have to do anything for money. 12 years after my epiphany about wanting to find best practices for sustainable living and personal transformation, I could focus on that task full time. And I became a full-time seminar junkie. I studied anything and everything that I could that made sense. I sat many meditation courses. I became certified in both permaculture design, which is a fabulous ecological design system, which I also teach and which I practice on my property. And I became certified in Marshall Rosenberg's process, nonviolent communication, which was named out of a sense of alignment with Gandhi's movement of truth-telling and compassion. I studied various methodologies for conflict resolution and group facilitation. I attended the Landmark Forum and dozens of other personal growth and development courses. I visited intentional communities and learning centers. During that time, I discovered that the New Age movement has given us hundreds of great tools, as well as thousands of crappy ones. I discovered that I had a good gut sense about methodologies that are high caliber, that is, uber effective. And I discovered that I had a facility for getting up in front of groups and articulating other people's information. It was also during the 7 years that I embarked on my land search. My partner Tricia and I wanted to start a sustainable learning center, a place where people could learn about sustainability and learn not only from the fruits of our research and studying, but also where we could bring other people to teach the things that they had to share. Tricia and I created the flower diagram, which is essentially the vision for the land we were seeking, and which I'll show you later in this course, in 1998. In the year 2000, we found the place, but then we had to leave and let it go. That's a whole other story. In 2002, the same place became available, and we bought it and moved back that spring. When my 7-year self-directed sabbatical came to a close, the year was 2005, and I had a lot more knowledge, information, and life experience under my belt. But it took several years after that for my new vision to become clear, and it's increasingly emerging through Cascadia workshops.